Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on the timbres, which would be the instruments and the syllables for different chakras. So our intention is that you might find exactly the right instruments and sounds for each chakra and light them up like Christmas trees, so that you're humming and at peace and able to deal at all levels of reality. That's all. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some of the things happening at the Institute. Share my screen here. So we just had open house. We have another open house coming up July. Let's see. I had it here. July, looks like it would be July 17th. Is there July 16th. See my calendar there. Okay. And that's here in Sausalito, just outside San Francisco. And we go through how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And put people on sound tables and go over many aspects of how sound works. So it's really fun. And then we have, right now we're in the middle of our summer intensive. You could actually join some individual classes over the next week, but our next certificate program starts September 5th here in Sausalito. And half of it's at the Institute for 3.5 months, half online. You can also do the whole thing online starting June 17th is the next start time. And that's Tuesday and Thursday nights, and then Saturdays from 10 to 1 Pacific time. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It's really about learning to do your own practice. We're a vocational school, so we have to place 70% of our students. So we teach you many skills and techniques to be able to become a sound practitioner, to do treatments on yourself, on others, and to do sound baths, to do research, to do workshops, all types of things. And so if you're interested, you can go to soundhealingcenter.com and you'll see the link for the classes. We also have a recording program. Next start time is around November for that. And then we have some concerts coming up. Next one's actually not till August, though. And then we have a voice analysis software that we sell. Next training is in August for that. And it's all about what frequencies and notes are missing in your voice. And it's very effective as an assessment tool. And then a remedy is to actually listen to the songs in the key of what you're missing. And it balances out all frequencies in your system. We also have a new site called yourhomenote.com where you can actually find your metabolism of your heart rate and brainwave rate, where you're at peace. And then we give you brainwave CDs and delta, theta, alpha, and beta, and gamma. For in training you into your natural brainwave states, delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning, beta for overcoming ADHD, and the gamma for blissing out. And we sell the software now to help you find those notes for others. And that's really, really cool. Yourhomenote.com. See, we also have our Medical Sound Association meeting coming up June 18th. And we're going to dive into the fray and come up with techniques for working with COVID, long COVID, vaccine reactions, and Parkinson's. We did a dozen research with a dozen Parkinson's patients, clinical research, by the way. And so we'll share some of that research as well. We have over 100 or over 800 now doctors and sound therapists in the Medical Sound Association. We have bi-monthly meetings. We have detailed treatment plans. Let me show you. medicalsoundassociation.com, and then you go to the integrative sound section or link or menu, and then you'll see detailed treatment plans that have all the different information about the medical issue, the approach or conceptual framework that we use to approach it, the safety guidelines so we can get it into medical, into hospitals, and then intake questions as well, and then the actual treatments. And for all these different issues, PTSD, dementia, each one of these is about 30 pages long, addiction, pain, autism, cancer, anger. I mean, oh my God, there's so many different issues. And it's really, really good information if you want to get some ideas as to how to deal with those issues, whether it's for yourself or for others. We also have the Sound Education Association, which is where we've got over 100 administrators and teachers. We've developed over 2,500 exercises. We have over 500 on the site that you can download, all about physics of vibration, instrument sounds, music, sacred geometry, emotional expression. And there's a lot of information on the site as to how we came up with all the different different exercises based on the science and the books out there. And again, all these exercises that you can actually download. And if you want to join the meetings bi-monthly, you can just go to join at the top. It says join. Did it say join? Yeah, join SCA at the top. And you can join the meetings for free and help develop a new curriculum for the world. So that's the Sound Education Association. We also have, let's see, we've got on our homepage, soundhealingcenter.com, you can go to all and see all the classes. You can go to the store where we have over 400 products, sound healing instruments, sound healing technologies. We have books and CDs, CD downloads, all types of things there to play with. We also have a link to our Sound Lounge Center, which has a full range of vibroacoustic devices. We've got belts and vests, and then we've got sound tables and sound lounges. Let's see, here we're going to show you those. We'll go to the other one here. Okay. So sound dolphins that vibrate, sound pillows, sound lounges. I mean, there's so many different things we have that will get you, first of all, get rid of pain, but also get you really high and just blissed out and peaceful. Right? So, and sound tables as well with speakers. We also have kits that you can mount on your own massage table. So soundloungecenter.com for that part. Okay. Oh, and then we have our therapy center where we have the different treatments available. And we're about to launch our sound treatment center. So if you're interested in being a practitioner, go to the practitioner registration and we'll teach you how to do the miking. And we've got a system way better than Zoom that's in stereo and even recorded in stereo. And we're going to launch in about 2 weeks. So if you want to be a practitioner, sign up and we'll do the training for you to be a practitioner. And also if you want to get a treatment in about 2 weeks, we'll launch. So you can go ahead and log in and sign up to get treatments. And then once we launch, you can start booking treatments with different practitioners. Really effective. Again, the best sound quality ever. Really excellent. So that's soundtreatmentcenter.com. Okay. And then we have our research foundation where we have over 500 clinical papers, and then the Medical Sound Association and Sound Education Association. So those are the things that are happening at the Institute these days. Now, let's talk about chakras. You know, with chakras, the whole deal is, as with everything, you can look at the energy of the chakras, the music for different chakras. It's nice, whenever I hear any music, I always think about what chakra it's affecting. The musical intervals, I had one student who actually wrote a book on the relationship between the chakras. So like bringing a, you know, love through the voice, right? The heart chakra through the throat chakra. So she had different combinations of musical interval relationships between chakras, because each one's a note that you could use for different issues. And then there's the timbre of the chakras that we're going to be talking about. Then in a couple of weeks, we'll go over the frequencies and the pitches of the chakras. So, but today what we're going to talk about is just the timbre, which are the instrument sounds and syllables used, and we'll talk about the music for each chakra as well. So when it comes to working with chakras, first of all, if you don't know the different chakras, we've got the root chakra, which is about grounding and really connection to earth. It's also about abundance and money. And then the sacral chakra, which is about sexuality and pleasure. I also talk about the actual emotional body in there. Some people have that as the solar plexus, but we'll talk about emotions being in the sacral chakra. Solar plexus is about personal power, ability to channel. It's really about your ability to manifest and your, all your power. Heart chakra is about love, of course. Throat chakra is about self-expression. Third eye chakra is about intuition and your sense of purpose and clarity in life. And then crown chakra is your connection to source and the divine. There's a really cool video on YouTube by Anadea Judith called Illuminated Chakras that goes through all of these in a beautiful, animated, psychedelic way. So I highly recommend that video. She even gives you a free download if you go to her site. It's very cool. Okay, so here's the instruments and the music for different chakras. Of course, you can use, I want to switch this over to a different one. Okay. So you can, first of all, you can use the voice for different chakras. The voice is, you can simply tune into the energy of each chakra with the voice. And with everything, you can also use the notes of the chakras, which are traditionally C, D, E, F, G, A, and B. Or you can actually use the actual frequencies. So just use a really low frequency for the chakras and a really high frequency and not worry about the actual notes. I actually prefer frequencies over notes by far. I relate much more to frequencies. A lot of people are really into the notes for the chakras as well, so you could totally use the notes. Although, as we'll talk about in a couple of weeks, there's a lot of different note systems for chakras, not just the C to B thing. So, and around here, we believe that your root chakra is your actual home note. So my home note or root chakra is a B, which is traditionally thought of as the crown chakra. Right? So we talked about home notes in other classes or other presentations here. Okay. So you could totally use the voice and go through all the chakras with just different frequencies or notes and resonate them into harmony. So you can also use crystal bowls. You can use the frosted bowls, which are traditionally assigned to different notes for the different chakras. Or you could just use a big crystal bowl for, again, based on frequency, use a really big crystal bowl for the root chakra and use a smaller crystal bowl for the higher chakras, right, instead of worrying about the notes. Right. You can also use alchemy bowls. Alchemy bowls are bowls that have, besides quartz, they've got different metals and crystals and gemstones and elements embedded in them. I especially like to use them for the higher chakras, but you know, I love gold for the root chakra. And you could use rose quartz for the heart chakra. You could use the different elements for the different chakras or the different crystals and gemstones. Or you can even use the color of the bowl for the chakras. You could also do it based on notes and frequencies. So there's a lot of possibilities for using alchemy bowls for each of the chakras. Now you can also get a whole set of Tibetan bowls that are tuned to the notes of the chakras, or just use a really big Tibetan bowl for the root and a really small Tibetan bowl for the crown, same way you would do with the bowls. There's a lot of different frequency sets that people have come up with for chakras, and you can get tuning forks made. We actually sell chakra tuning forks based on a system by bioresonance with according to Peter, I think it's Peter Schmidt. Right. So he's got a whole set of frequencies that we sell for the chakras, so for tuning forks. So you can totally put those on each of the chakras as well, or hold them over each chakra. Right. Then we've got the instruments for each of the chakras more detail. So you could use any low frequency instrument for the root chakra. You could use the drums, like a frame drum, any big hand drum, or you can use gongs. It's bigger the better for the root chakra, because they're the bigger, the more bassier they are. Didgeridoos are great for the root chakra. They can be good on other chakras, but especially because they're such low frequencies, they're really good. It's also cool to be able to get the didgeridoo right on the root chakra, which you have to be a little careful with, right? With other instruments, you don't want to put them right on unless you know the person really well. Whereas a didgeridoo, you don't touch the person, so you could get vibration on the root chakra without touching them. Bass instruments, you could use a big Tibetan bowl. Cello, acoustic bass, mother drum is just a huge, like 60-inch drum, really good timpani. Bring in the elephants or the whales. There's some people that are really into using the elements, instruments based on the elements of the chakras. So the root chakra is based on the earth energy. So you could use a clay flute or a wood drum, which are more earth-based energies for the root chakra. The music of the root chakra, I especially like Japanese taiko drumming. Let me play some Japanese taiko drumming for you. Check this out. If you got headphones, put on your headphones, because the bass is huge on this. You don't hear that on your computer speakers. Okay, check it out. Fast forward here. Ever get a chance to see a Japanese taiko drumming concert? Oh my God, it's so grounding. Really good for the third chakra too, because it's about power. But you know, those big drums are really good for the root. So that's Japanese taiko drumming. You can also, if you ever seen a whole group of monks doing throat singing, one, or just any one doing throat singing, one, that could be really grounding as well. You get a room full of them. Oh my God, that's incredibly grounding. But you know, just EDM, electronic music, and electronic dance music. I mean, with the amount of bass and in the speakers, oh my God, it's like, you know, it's totally grounding. Or you could do just rap, for that matter. I mean, the 808 drum, which is the big bass drum that you hear in rap a lot, is really grounding. So that can be cool for the root chakra as far as music. For the second chakra, often think of the cello, but especially the djembe. The djembe is more like a little metal conga, and it's commonly used in a lot of belly dance music. I almost always use a rattle or a shaker over the second chakra to help clear it out, especially if someone's got some blockages around there. And I commonly will put a Tibetan bowl on the second chakra and hit it and vibrate it. The bigger, the better, right? Because the more vibration you're going to get. Although, actually, it's probably up to about 14 inches, about as big as you want to put it on a person, because that gets pretty heavy. You know, I generally use 10 or 12 inch Tibetan bowls on people. A bass flute. For the element of the second chakra, that would be water. So you could use an ocean drum or a rain stick, which makes it, that's both, ocean drum sounds like the ocean. It's kind of sand in a drum, and a rain stick that has kind of sand or pebbles in a big stick that sounds like the rain. Right? Or you could just go and make the sound of raindrops. Right. Music would be belly dance music, the best. Of course, for second chakra, tribal house, somebody said Afro-Asian. Or you can, you know, it's funny, I think of the music I use to make love, but generally the music I use to make love is not second chakra, it's more heart chakra. So that's interesting. Okay. Okay, third chakra. Third chakra, I like horns. Horns are powerful, especially Tibetan horns. Check out this Tibetan horn. 10-foot horns, really good. Not only third chakra, but also root chakra as well. I also like the shofar. The shofar is the elk horn that brought down the walls of Jericho. Full on power, right? That can be really, they're very cool. And French horn, screaming electric guitar, bang, right? Rock out. That's full on power. I commonly use Tibetan bowls also on the third chakra. As well, the element of the third chakra is fire, so you could use an instrument but you can only use it once. Japanese taiko drumming is good, hard rock music, intense classical, ba-ba, right, that can be very powerful. Opera seems like the best third chakra ever. Right? Taking that full power through the voice. I mean, that's like really serious third chakra energy opera. Okay. And then we've got the heart chakra. The heart chakra is commonly we use, I mean, the most common instrument associated with the heart is the harp. Right? People commonly think of the harp as the main heart instrument. Although, if you make the sound of love, nobody makes a plucky sound. Nobody goes pluck, 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 right? Everybody makes a sustained note. So I like to use string sections because that's a sustained note. Cello is nice for the heart, even piano. I like kind of light string instruments, like even dulcimer, hammered dulcimer. Those can be really nice for the heart. Alchemy bowls, I especially like pink aura gold bowls. Although rose quartz is good, I even use the gold bowls for the heart sometimes. 24 karat gold. The free note xylophone. Here's the free note, which is really soft and sweet. And then we've got the sansula, and you can use either a hand drum or a tongue drum. The rav drum actually has holes in it, and that makes it, that's why they call it a tongue drum instead of a hand pan here. Not hand drum, hand pan. Let's check out a actual recording that I've got here of a hand pan that I did for the last conference. Okay. Make this full screen. Enjoy this. Okay. I also got some extra, a lot of voice on top of this as well. Overdubbed. Thank you. That works quite well for opening the heart. Go back to my main screen. There we go. Okay. So we also have the sensula that is often used to resonate heart energy. So let me play a little bit of Deva Primal and Manoj playing the sensula. I love this recording of Om Triambakam. It's beautiful. And Lausan. Check this out. This is the sensula.
यजामहे सुगंधिं पुष्टि वर्धनम् उर्वारुकमिव वंदनम् मृत्योर्मोक्षमृत
So there's also, besides the handpans and the rav drum, there's flutes some people like for the heart, especially like Native American or shakuhachi flutes, and any woodwind, because it's the heart chakra is about air. So any instruments that are played with air could be used for the heart chakra. For music, I love Deva Primal. Probably one of the best songs of all is, actually, I should just play this. Yeah, let me go ahead and play this by Deva Primal and Mitten. One of the best songs of all for the heart chakra is So Much Magnificence. Let's see if I can find it here real quick. Deva Primal, Magnificence, okay. Oh, I know where it is. Here it is, right here. Okay, this song is actually Pachelbel Canon, the chords of Pachelbel Canon, which is the most used song for love, and more weddings probably than any other song in the U.S. at least. And so they're taking that chord progression and doing a song over it. So let me go ahead and play this. So Much Magnificence by Deva Primal and Mitten. Enjoy. Thank you.
सी हो शान Waves are coming in Waves are coming in There is so much magnificence Near the ocean Waves are coming in Waves are coming in
While that song is playing, you know, I live right here on the ocean, and there's a ship out there, which is a cargo ship that is pink, and it says on the side one. So it's a oneness pink cargo ship going by while we're listening to that song. I think that's kind of funny. There's my, by the way, this is my kitty. This is Panda Bear, in case you're wondering. Okay, so back to the chakras. Okay, so then we've got the throat chakra, as commonly, of course, just the voice. You're going to do, oops, stop. Okay, and then the voice is the best for, of course, the throat chakra. You could use any wind instruments for the throat chakra. I commonly use tingshas around the throat chakra as well. And you know, the two little bells that you chime together, and I swing them around the throat chakra. And I use the Tibetan bowls on the throat chakra. The music of the throat chakra, Bobby McFerrin's one of my favorites, especially the album Vocabularies. Here's a concert. Let me skip forward to the end here. Check this out.
Yeah.
such a great album. If you haven't heard that album, Vocabularies, it's just all voice. Okay. So then we got, the third eye. And that would be, of course, chimes and bells and small Tibetan bowls. Small alchemy bowls could be really good too. Piccolo, crickets, triangles, koki frogs. Let's see if I've got some koki frogs here. See what we're doing. Yeah, we got time. Let me play some koki frogs. These are frogs that are really loud, so they're trying to kill them off. But check this out. They just totally opened the third eye for me. Cool, huh? Okay. And the music might be high Baroque music, even electronica, right? Something really high, or soprano, opera singing. Not too much music does it for me for the third eye, actually. Okay, then we've got the crown chakra, and that would be, you could use a super high tuning fork up around 1100 hertz or 1111, or up around 4000 hertz. Those are really cool for opening, also for the third eye as well. Tingsha's Koshi chimes. Koshi chimes are so soft and sweet. They're just incredible for the crown chakra. Let me see if I can find some Koshi chimes, because if you haven't heard them, they're just so soft and sweet. Okay, Koshi chimes, see if we can find something that pops up here. I'll just do a little video of Koshi chimes. Okay, see if this guy's got some nice ones.
Hi, this is Jerry Walsh, and welcome to Art Ditch Pro.
You get the idea. Really nice and soft and sweet. Okay. Okay. So, and then you could also use small Tibetan bowls, small alchemy bowls, and birdies. There's little Tweety bird whistles you can use as well. They're kind of fun. And then I like coral groups. Coral groups can be used for the heart chakra, but sometimes they work for the crown as well. Here's my favorite coral group CD, and it's called Sacred Treasures 3. Oh my God, I love this CD. A lot of Rachmaninoff on here. Check this out. Okay, so those are all the different instruments for the different chakras. In a couple of weeks, we'll go over the different syllables. Didn't really get to that today, but a lot of different syllables that people use for different chakras. And oh, so many possibilities. Now what I want to do is I want to play another recording of the Sansula. And this is a recording that Satya and myself did. And it's just so heart opening. So I want to end with this one. This is really sweet. Okay. Enjoy this. This is, again, the Sansua. This is for opening the heart.
Thank you.
Hold that energy the rest of the evening, rest of the weekend, rest of the week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening.